And then
is this going to end up with some chick waiting for me at my house?
No, it's too bad.
So this is my account.
You're going to let women know what do I do?
Now, if you think she's attractive, you swipe right.
Okay.
All right. Now, if you think she's attractive, you not attractive, you swipe
left. So far, they're both attractive.
Right. Okay. Well, and that's all you do. And that one is now an ad because, you know, they put ads on there. So you
do I go right again?
No, swipe left on that. Because that's a commercial. Right.
Hey, every woman coming up here is attractive.
Yeah. Well, now you see, that's the fun thing about Tinder is a lot of those accounts aren't real. A lot of those people, like, they'll all be from New York University. Mm-hmm. They work for Facebook, and they are
every woman I have swiped, every one of them is cute.
Okay, well, she actually is attractive.
Swipe right. Whoa. Do you have age criteria?
Okay, she's
on
attractive. Line? Swipe left on that one, please. Thank you.
Do you have age?
Sorry, what?
Now, did you set it up so that you only see the certain ages of women around you? What's your age criteria?
Let's see. What is my
anybody
age
listening
criteria?
Wants to know what we're looking at, we'll go to 11.2 on your antenna TV.
All right. My age range is 30 to 35.
We have it up on the... nice.
I think
would be,
do you write that anywhere? Do you type in somewhere or text in somewhere a description like I'm looking 30 to 35?
No, you see. All right, so I went to settings and you can pick men, women, the max, like how far away they want you to be. So mine is set at like 30 miles, which is a pretty decent one, not fair drive. Age range 30 to 35, but you can actually take the age range all the way up to just 55 plus.
That's it.
Let me tell you something. I know to you that's old.
No.
There's some hot cougars and pumas out there.
Mm-hmm. Cougars and pumas.
No, they're like it. Smoking hot. You ever seen Raquel Welch?
Yes.
Margaret? I rest my case. Now, is this the first woman that you've met in person from Tinder?
No.
Do not answer that question.
Well, he said no.
No. Okay. No, I haven't. No.
Okay.
I'm not going to go into my number, but no, this isn't the first one.
this app gets a billion swipes a day from all the people that use it in the world. A billion swipes a day.
Ooh. And this is
I have no idea. I didn't know.
Yeah, and there are several. I mean, there are dating apps like Tinder that are for actually just dating. Like there's Bumble, and that is where you'll do the exact same thing that you just did on Tinder, but only the woman can start the conversation. So if you match up and she doesn't really like you, or she did, as Tim was saying, the 1 a.m. drunk swiping.
This is pretty. I like this.
Now, Frank, cool. If you get an invite to join the site Grindr,
decline.
What is
Grindr? That's for gay men. So
it's the, Grindr. It's the gay Tinder.
Whoops.
left.
I wish you'd told me this yesterday.
He thought he bought a Grindr from Lowe's.
Why is it called Grindr? Is that some term? I don't know.
Tim?
There is a sexually related phrase insinuating when you grind on somebody. That basically means intercourse without penetration when you grind on somebody. So Grindr.
That's not a gay implication.
No, but it's a sexually connotative term. Grindr. Mm-hmm.
Man, there's so much I don't know.
Like Spooner. You know what a Spooner is?
That's the...
Yeah.
Big spoon, little spoon.
Her back and you're
cuddling. Yeah.
Big
spoon, little spoon.
Yeah.
Spooner.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I know spinner. I know a few terms. but there is so much.
You don't know what a spinner is?
No, I do not.
Oh,
no,
come
please,
on.
Are you serious?
She's a spinner?
Please tell me what a spinner is.
As hip
is that
as
like,
you are.
Is that like a swing? No. What decade is that word from?
Oh, it goes back a few decades.
Oh, but it's used
spinner,
frequently
please,
to this
please.
Day.
Well, what does a spinner mean?
First of all, it means she's tiny.
Right.
Okay.
That's it. That's all
and
you have to say.
She can spin. Think about it. You ever spin a top? You ever grab a spinner by the head and just spin it?
I get it now.
Like a propeller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has to be limber.
Like a blender.
What else do I not know? I need to learn more.
What do you want to know?
Well, what other site would be like Tinder?
Okay, there is Plenty of Fish. Because, you know, there's
plenty of fish in the sea.
So there's plenty of fish. That one is pretty intense. You got to fill out a lot of stuff like your eye color, your height, your weight. What do you want to, like, your aspirations in life? Then there's
Match. That's a website, though, right?
That is, but there also is, like, every single dating website has an app now.
Oh, okay.
There is Match.com.
And you don't pay for Tinder?
No. No, you do not.
So they get their money for just,
but you have
just
to advertising. For, you have to pay for the other ones, right?
God forbid if Tyann got hit by a bus and you decided to start online dating, you might want to check out SeniorSizzle.com.
SeniorSizzle?
You know, for the last few years, it's the first time in my life when I sort of get the older guys going for younger women.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I do, and I'll tell you why.
Those are called sugar daddies.
Well, there but when we look at an older woman,
mm-hmm.
in our minds, she's too old for us. We still think that we can attract.
Oh, the younger
30-year-olds,
right.
When in fact, most 30-year-olds wouldn't want to have anything to do with somebody like me. But we don't want to look at somebody older and go, yeah, she'd be okay.
My dad was married for 17 years to wife two, and when he got divorced from her, he had only dated 20-year-old women in his life. So he gets divorced, and all of a sudden, he's 53 years old and he's back on the dating scene. He would get on Match and only want to date 20-year-old women because that's all he knew how to talk to in the dating thing. You know, he wasn't having a whole lot of luck. You know, I had to kind of lower your standards. It's time to
raise your age.
It's time to L.
Oh, man. I'm getting texts from people who know my cell phone number. One, the new app is not working right. It's gone dead 5 times.
Oh,
great.
Uh-oh.
That's what we need. Hey, Jim, Randy, anybody, app's not working right. And then my son sends one and says, don't forget about Farmers Only. I got to tell you something. That would be one that I think I would probably check out if I were, looking.
If I could pull off the farmer look, I probably would, too.
You can't.
I know I can't.
And there's a picture of, here's Sheila, and she's a sheep.
Oh, boy.
That's a good one, guys.
That's a whole different site.
That's a good one. I bet, you know what? I'll bet on the dark web there's a site like that.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Let's see.
Now, that amazes me, the dark web.
Like,
how do you even get to the dark web? You know, I have no idea.
Well, you don't want to know. But no. Don't do that. They say never, ever on your computer.
Yeah.
Or don't ever type in how to get to the dark web.
Oh, really?
That's in there permanently, and somebody will see that you went to look there, and that's not good. Not good. No, it's a place you don't want to go.
Oh, right on.
And there will be knuckleheads, because we said that now, who go Google, how do I get to the dark web?
Okay, don't
do that. Don't do that. It would be very much like this. Do you want your phone or your computer, if they ever have to confiscate it, to say, how can I see kitty porn? No.
No, right.
Well, it's worse.
That.
Okay, because that kind of crap is on there. Don't ever ask about the dark web.
And we will also warn people, while we're talking about the internet, don't go to lemonparty.org.
Dan, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, lemonparty.org.
It is time once again for the warning.
Oh, and I fell for this bad. When I fell for the show, I was sitting right here in this chair, and I couldn't resist, and I typed
the
in.
The funniest part of lemonparty.org is every time we do this. Now, I'll check email tomorrow morning. There will be multiple people go, I cannot believe you made me go to that. I didn't make you go to anything.
Told you not.
We said, don't go to lemonparty.org.
Do not.
Repeating. Don't pull up lemonparty.org. And don't email me telling me you feel disgusted that you did it. Told you not to do it.
I quit eating lemons after I went to that site.
And there's not even a lemon on it.
I know. I just can't handle lemon anything anymore.
I quit speaking to guys in their 70s.
Yeah.
You'll know why when you see lemonparty.org. You'll look at old guys in a whole different way.
You mentioned that site about my third week on the show, and I swear to God, I'll confess this on live radio. For about the first 10 seconds, I thought maybe you were in the photo. And I'm like, why is he advertising? Why is he promoting it? Is one of these guys him? That might be him. That's not. Maybe that's him. I don't know.
What's
he doing here?
I
thought you were a freak.
Well, No. Uh-oh. You'll never see me there. And as long as we've known about it, it's that only one picture, right, Dan? It's just the one photo.
That's it.
Nothing more to the site except that photo.
Nightmares.
I wonder how many hits that thing has had. You know that all across the country and the world, people do the whole don't go to lemonparty.org. And, of course, when you do that, millions and millions of people have been to that.
And I wonder who owns that thing.
That's who the guys are in the picture.
Do we make this an official public service announcement? Or
yes.
Just saying?
Hold on. Yeah. Coming right now, an official announcement.
The following is a public service announcement.
Do not go to lemonparty.org. Thank you. All right. We have to... How many times have we done this? Like six?
Yeah.
And it works every time. It always works. They still go and look at it. What'd you say? What's the matter with your head?
Yeah, I think so.
Shouldn't a woman be singing that? What's the matter with my head? Am I messed up psychologically?
Right.
You people twist everything.
Someone called me today and told me about Tony Orlando.
What about him?
His song, Knock Three Times.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe, bing, bing, if the answer is no.
He thought there was some dirty condensation, a dirty term.
Where in the song?
At the beginning, towards the beginning of the song. Can you bring that up?
Bring it up. Knock three times, Tony Orlando.
Knock three times.
Knock out your window tonight. I know the song.
Something below.
See how many times.
He thought it says something about blow. You know what I mean?
Well, we're going to listen to it. If it is, we're going to put an end to airing this anywhere.
Yeah.
We'll shut this down like we did Brenda Lee's Christmas song. Here we go.
Tony Orlando.
Here we go.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above.
I love this song, by the way.
Yeah.
And Candida.
I can hear your music playing.
I think it's coming up here.
It's below me.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely. Okay.
Low's a one-syllable word.
This is a two syllables. And it's a good thing he got that in there. Below me. One four, below me.
All right.
It's corny music, but bubblegum, but I like that. I like Candida. You don't know the songs, do you, Limey? Candida?
Candida, no. The Knock Three Times, I do know. I didn't know who sang it.
Candida's a good song.
Yeah, very good.
By the way, nice guy, Tony Orlando.
Oh,
Candida.
We spent a considerable amount of time with Tony Orlando.
Yeah.
Back at the other place.
Tony Orlando, Candida, right?
Yeah, it's a good song. Hey, girl.
Won't come out if they know, that you're about.
Great lyrics.
'Cause they couldn't match the blow.
Crank it up. It seems low.
Of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy.
You know what's interesting about Tony Orlando? Tony Orlando had a prime time variety show.
Yeah.
On CBS or something.
Did he? Yeah.
He was a... like a record producer for CBS Records or Capitol Record Company. And he would find talent and book talent and get recording sessions booked. He never set out to be a singer. And so there was a song or maybe one of the songs that they needed to get recorded. A songwriter had, and I think he sought out songwriters. And if I remember the story, it's something as simple as he just, well, I'll sing it. And he went in and did it, and it was a massive hit, and he became a big star. And
he's got a pretty good voice.
I don't know if he's a great singer, but he's a terrific showman.
And Dawn, he had Dawn with him, those two girls,
right.
Tony Orlando and Dawn.
He puts on a great show, and he's really good with an audience. And Limey, do you know the song that probably kept his name in front of people and was his signature song for a long, long time, and still will pop up occasionally.
You know what I mean? I can almost imagine the melody in my head, but I can't think of it.
Tie a yellow ribbon. Bring it up.
Old oak tree, it's been three long years. Do you still want me?
We don't need him. Who needs him? Yeah, hold on a minute. Dan, do you have the harmonica?
Do you want me to play it?
You know what's interesting here? I just listened to this email. This is so weird. Dear Frank, it's been a while since Dan played the harmonica. I wonder if he's ever tried to play Tie a Yellow Ribbon by Tony. Isn't this unbelievable? This just came this morning.
Who wrote that?
Impeccable timing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Peter. It looks German. Oh. Strocher. Stroker.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Stroker. ask him if he could play Tie a Yellow Ribbon. Sure. And maybe you guys could also sing it. Peter Stroker from Shoveltown, Missouri. Thank you, Peter. Are you willing? Sure. I mean, it can be embarrassing if you mess up.
Do you want me to?
No.
Do you want me to play the audio so he can go along with it, or just?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crank it up. This was a great song when the hostages were over in Iran. You remember that? Here we go.
I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine.
Is and isn't mine.
If you receive my letter telling you I'm soon.
Oh, man. That harmonica makes it.
If you still want me. If you still want me.
Dan, pick it, Dan. Come on, Dan, bring it up. Yeah, Dan Strauss, everybody. Yeah. Wow. I like that song. He was in a big legal battle with Wayne Newton or somebody over a theater in Branson. It was called, the Yellow Ribbon Theater. And he and Newton had a massive legal fight over something about that. And he wasn't allowed to sing the song. And it's his song.
That's right.
For a while.
Now think about the lyrics of this song, though. I mean, how creepy this would be if this actually really happened. A guy comes back from Vietnam.
It has happened.
He tells his gal, "If you still want me,
tie a yellow ribbon
around the oak, around a tree, and I'll get off the bus and I'll come see you. If you got somebody else, don't put. And I'll just keep on going." Do you think guys really did that?
It happened.
Yeah.
Because of the song, it happened. Yes.
Oh, the song came out before Vietnam ended?
The song came out with the Iranian hostage thing.
Oh.
But it has applied to all kinds of soldiers who are active duty.
When you say the Iranian hostage thing, is that what the movie Argo was set about? Sorry.
No.
No? No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I believe that's different. But he, that became a thing.
Okay.
Like, when you know he's coming home, they would tie these ribbons saying, I'm still here for you. Was there a ribbon meaning I'm gone? I went off with your best friend.
Frank, I think that song came up before
Black
the Iranian
ribbon.
Hostage. The Iranian hostage was, in the 80s.
Oh no, I think you're right.
80
okay,
or
no,
84.
Okay, I think you're right.
I sang that song with my mom when I was a kid.
Yeah, maybe it was a Vietnam thing.
It had to have been.
It could have been. It may have been. Here, find out when it came out. 60s, 70s. I'm gonna say. I want to say 70s. I'm gonna guess early 70s.
I'll try and look it
71?
Up.
71.
Now, back to what we were talking about earlier about Googling strange things. I got over the text line asking us to look up cake farts. Now, can we do that?
Well, you can do anything you want. You got a computer in front of you. We're not on 11.2.
I looked it up. I wanted to make sure I wasn't looking up.
What is it? Cake fart?
It's a series of videos that people use where they drop trowel and they bend over in front of a cake and they let one rip and they try and blow the icing off the cake.
Well, that's hilarious.
Well, and there's people trying to outdo one another.
That's funny.
Drop trowel, rock up next to the cake.
I wouldn't do it, but it's funny.
They're trying to fart the icing off.
Yeah, they try and fart the icing off the cake.
What I am about to describe is a man thing. Not me. I've never done this, but I know people who have, and I've seen it done. And ladies, this is the kind of thing you need to know that guys do, especially young guys. They light them. They put a match behind them, and when it builds up, they light it, and it blows a blue flame.
I lit a couch on fire doing that.
Well, get this. When I was in basic training, Army basic training, there's a lot of boredom in the barracks, and one moron, knucklehead, claimed to be able to throw like a 2-foot flame or something.
Oh,
and
wow.
He proceeds, wow, after consuming a whole bunch of that 3-2 beer at the post exchange, to get on one of the bunks in the barracks and pull his legs up back behind his head. And
no pants?
No pants.
Oh.
And ripped one and lit it. And I don't know if it was like a hiccup. The flame went back in.
Oh, no.
That's why they always would say,
oopsie-daisy,
never drop. Just do it completely naked like that, because at least your pants or something.
No, the flame went out and then back in.
Oh, yeah.
And he screamed, and you could smell.
That's called a backdraft.
Well, yeah. And you could smell burning whatever. And everything. Man, he was screaming, and they had to take him to the dispensary. Now you got to go in now to the Army doctor receptionist and say why you're there.
Yeah.
I was passing gas, and I lit it, and it went back in me.
So my insides are burnt.
Yeah.
That song came out in 1973, and it was written by L. Russell Brown, and it was written about a Union prisoner of war.
Civil War,
who was coming home from a Confederate POW camp in Georgia, and he wrote that about that. Then Reader's Digest started reprinting it in the 70s, in the early 70s, right when the Vietnam War was ending, and then it sort of took on you're right, it did take, people were doing it around the country, they were sending letters.
Ladies
home.
And gentlemen, if you want to know something, you bring on a private investigator.
Yeah.
Well, my body could use a little slimming. I keep my shirt on when I go swimming, and I ain't seen my feet since 1984. The old lady wants to roll in the hay. We turn the lights down all the way, because I don't look good naked anymore.
Oh, I've heard this. Oh, have you?
Yes.
I love this song.
No, I don't look good naked anymore.
Is this Rodney Carrington? Who is this?
I'm not sure.
I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before.
Yeah, I don't know who this is. He looks like a guy from ZZ Top.
Dan, you're singing. Stop. You're singing over the song you wanted us to hear.
Oh, sorry.
Only you. Hey, I want you to hear a song. And you start talking.
Okay.
It's a good song.
I know.
All right, pick it up.
Anymore. Well, I used to be a hell of a man. I chopped wood with just one hand.
Whoa.
But I can't do the things I've done before. It all happened kind of slow, but I guess I kind of let myself go. Now I don't look good naked anymore.
I don't look good naked anymore.
What
I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing, I won't fit through the door.
Why does the sound keep changing?
With each and every passing
year, I think they might
year,
be singing like in line or
French
something.
French fries and beer. And my belly hung a little closer to the floor. Now my belly is big as a truck. And the old lady don't want to. She don't want to. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried. The wide version of the man I was before. If you keep on like I'm doing, I'll get through the door. And I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If you keep on like I'm doing, I'm walking right. And I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore.
All right. I like it. I've heard it.
Yeah.
I want you to try any Carrington, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. But
why did they screw it up with that, you know, when the crowd was singing, the whole quality of the audio went
away? Well, they threw it to this couple that was sitting there like at a picnic table, yeah, and they were singing with it because they had a bouncing ball going. Okay. Like,
all right. I like it. And it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. You got to be real, and you got to be honest with yourself. Dan, that line's been ringing forever. Don't even bother to answer. That's
okay.
Not your job. I was thinking somebody else. What men and women both have to realize is this. If you're a fat guy, and I mean like a really, really fat guy, chicks probably don't really want to do it with you. And if you're a fat woman, guys don't want to do it with you. With their exceptions, there are men, and I saw one of these documentary things on E! Or something. There was a guy who was real thin. This guy was like,
he
was only attracted
about.
To really fat women.
You're talking about a feeder.
What?
The male is called a feeder.
What does that
mean? He wants to keep his woman big and thick, so
is
he
that an
feeds
acronym?
Her. F-I? No, like he just wants to feed her food. And that's why they call her a feeder.
Okay, he's a feeder.
Oh, sorry, yeah, a feeder.
See, when you say FIDA, I thought FIDA, like FEMA, because you're right, the British thing going. He's a feeder.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I saw this interview, and they were really happy, this couple. She was huge. I mean, she was like 600 pounds or something. He mm-hmm. was like 180.
Mm-hmm.
I used to date a nurse at Barnes Hospital who was a tall girl, about 5'9", just about 10 years ago, and she's probably could have lost 10 pounds. She was kind of a thick girl, but she was cute.
Oh, 10 pounds is nothing.
No, yeah, I was being nice. In case she's listening.
No.
But there was a doctor at Barnes Hospital who was a foreigner. I know that. I don't know what nationality he was, but he married a very, 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 very large American woman. And
foreign doctors are usually always thin.
Yeah.
They're Indian or Asian, and they're not heavy.
She told me he was a slender guy. And he paid her and another nurse $200 once a month to help them engage in relations.
I think you told us this off the air.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I mean, she had like, she had to prop the gal's ankle up on her shoulder and like, you know,
okay, hold on.
Crank
folks,
it up.
I hope you're understanding what he's telling you here. This guy paid another woman.
Two women
to hold his wife in a certain way that he could access Scarlett. otherwise, he couldn't get to her. She was so fat. Oh. They had to hold back fat folds and move her leg up. Oh my goodness! Mm-hmm. That is
yuck.
Oh,
he sent her a 1099 at the end of the year, like it was taxable income.
1099. How do you explain that?
It was $200 a month, $2,400. You got to send a 1099 if it's more than $600.
Job description on the 1099 for holding away the flab so he could get to the happy spot.
The job description was two words: crane lifter.
I can't
make that up. I couldn't believe what she told me that.
There are some couples that, if we knew what everybody did, like there's some weird stuff
like behind
going.
Closed doors.
You know that there is, and this is, I know this for a fact. In this town, there are two things that I know about two different couples. One, because years and years and years ago, I used to do a lot of recording at a recording studio. It was called Technosonic Studio on Brentwood. That's where all the local commercials were made, and they did music recordings and pressed records and stuff. And one of the engineers there mentioned somebody we both knew. And I said, oh, yeah, I know him, because I actually did some work with him because he was head of advertising for a company that I had written some advertising for regularly. And he said, has he ever offered his wife to you? And I said, what?
Offered.
I said, no. He said, oh, man. He said he went by there for something, and this guy said to my friend, the engineer, would you be interested in inking my wife?
Whoa. Whoa.
And he said, and she was cute because I'd met her. And he said, man, he said, She's up for it. He says, all I ask is you have to let me video it. He took him and showed him. He had an entire, shelf of VHS tapes of his wife with guys, and he had videoed it.
Wow. That is, I believe, called cuckolding.
Is that?
Yeah, he is a cuckolder, and that's when you watch somebody else.
But that's voyeur, isn't
it? Your wife. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, recording it is voyeur, but the whole thing that.
No, voyeur is like looking in the window. That's still voyeur.
I think voyeur is recording somebody when they don't know you're watching. That's a voyeur.
I think voyeur is just watching.
Voyeurism is a crime, Frank.
It is?
Yeah.
You would know. You're a PI.
I thought you were going to say you're a voyeur.
No, maybe you are, but you're a private investigator. No. But how about that? He said it was lots of tapes of the guy's wife, and he videoed it. Now there's another couple in town, and it's a similar thing. She goes online and solicits guys, but she has to screen them, and then once she approves of somebody, he comes over, and then her husband watches them. I don't get it.
Then I guess the guy.
I get watching two hot people, but not if one of them is my wife with somebody. That guy does not do it.
The guy that she solicited knows that he's watching?
Oh, sure. He's right there. They're all three in the room together.
Oh.
Yeah. Well. I don't know why John's calling, but he's been waiting a while. So let's let him in here. Hey, we have no plan. You can call, not call. We'll get Dr. Doug in here next hour. Might as well give you the numbers. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. John, what's going on?
Hey, Mr. Frank Opinion, you're a great kind of a guy there. I like your show. Yeah, I'm AM into PM, by the way.
Oh, thank you. What's up?
Hey, listen, this is what I don't understand. I mean, I don't want to see a bunch of drooping, pan wearing, sagging, rapping type of guys walking down those streets. If you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what people. Those kind of individuals think that's something that people want to see, I mean, who cares? I mean, you do it in your private bedroom. I don't care what you do there, but I don't understand this mentality out here that exists now. Why is that considered such a fashion, desire for these group of people that don't do that? Can you tell me? Can you explain that to me?
What is exactly you're talking about that they do?
They droop.
I mean, I'm talking about. They sag their pants all the way down to their knees, and they're walking around there, showing everything but whatever,
Well, they're usually showing their boxer shorts. They have their underwear. They're,
no, but that's been going on. Sagging. That's been going on now for about 20 years, and it's
been a while.
Look, I'm older, and I know I'm older. So I've just decided there are a lot of things that I don't understand. So I'm not going to criticize them because there's so many people that do it. There must be something to it, and a lot of people like it. So it's not for me.
It's called sagging. Mm-hmm. When somebody wears clothes like that, they're sagging.
I don't get it. I don't, I don't get a lot of things. It doesn't hurt anybody. It's not hurting anybody.
I mean, you generally make comments about these rappers, and I don't agree with their, whatever they sing. I can't even understand what they're singing, but their lifestyle, they're being emulated by a lot of these young people, and for some reason, I see a lot more young people between 20 and 30 wearing those drooping pants.
Oh, I think the rappers had a lot to do with that fashion. I absolutely do because they.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, do you think when they become like, as wise and as wise in your years like you've become, you think when they're like in their 70s, they're going to be wearing drooping pants or drooping diapers? I don't know.
Probably diapers. Probably drooping diapers.
Okay, that'll be really good to see. Okay, hey, good show, Mr. Opinion, and enjoy your roundabout with your guest there and whoever else you got in that show. And tell those girls that do that zipper thing. I want to meet them too. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thank you, John.
Thanks,
okay. All righty. This would be Jim. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. What can we do for you?
Hey, Frank. Hey, gang. AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
And you were talking about the weird stuff that goes on behind. I keep thinking back, and I still can't figure out. I wish I knew who it was, the toe sucker on the news.
Oh, man.
And I wish I could tell you, and I'd love to tell you. Now, you could be talking about one of two things. There was a person that worked at the other station that I left who we suspected was a toe sucker. Oh, hold it. There are three stories here. No, there are three stories here. This guy was a newsman years ago. Dan, you remember this guy?
Yes.
Years ago. And we knew he was weird all around the station. Radio people are weird anyway. So when you're considered weird in a radio station, you're really weird. Mm. And there was a person that the Maryland Heights police were looking for, and they came out to the Westport area because Westport was one of the places where women had reported that this guy would approach them, and he would tell them he's a shoe salesman and he's in shoe business and that he was interested in them modeling for some free nice shoes. And then he would bend down and look at their feet and then just get down and start sucking on their toes.
Yeah.
And so, of course, they would scream and call the police. They came to our station with a sketch, like a police sketch. It looked exactly like our newsman.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody at the station went, you know what? It's probably him because he was so weird. Now, here's the second of three stories this could be about that you just triggered. The other is a very, very well-known person in this town. He is in, I'll do this without giving too much away, sports. Big sports name. Now, that could be sportscaster. It could be athlete, player. I'm telling you this as a fact. I have a friend who was very social. He was connected in high society and parties, and I don't do that stuff. But he was telling me, this guy's name came up as somebody that had been at his home for a party. And he said, yeah, I'll never have him back again. And I said, why? He said, he's a toe sucker. And I said, really? I said, I would never. He goes, no. He said, let me tell you something. He said, we had a little party, and there were kind of like 20 people, and people had a few drinks, and you start talking about various things, and the subject of fetishes or likes, dislikes came up, and he was lit up a little bit, and he admitted to everybody, this is a big, big name sports person in this he admitted to everybody he loved sucking women's toes, and he said, some of the women that he was asking around the room, you like to have your toes sucked? You like to have your toes sucked? And the women that said, well, I can't say that I do it. I've never had it done. And he got down on one knee and took their shoes off and started sucking their toes at this guy's party. And he said it didn't matter if they had, like, pantyhose, socks, no socks, bare feet, tennis shoes, sweaty feet, dirty feet. He's sucking toes of women.
And then Dan had a conversation with him, and Dan said, I like nuts. And the guy said, I like toes. And Dan said, I like nuts.
Now, Jim, the third story. A well-known name in TV and radio in this town. This could be the best. Go ahead.
He's the one that would go over to the strip club
yes.
on the east side and buy their socks.
He bought the strippers dirty socks. He paid them. And she said, oh, he pays well for our dirty socks. So when the girls knew he was coming, they'd all bring their dirty socks, unwashed, and he would buy them. So I guess that he could go home and into them. How about that? Now, there's certain things. I understand a lot of things. I understand some semi-kinky things. I get, you know, but I don't get that. I don't get the dirty socks. I don't get sucking toes either.
The follow-up question that I'm just dying to ask you is that, theoretically speaking, if you saw this guy in a bar.
Yes.
And it's just the two of you in the corner.
Yes, you'd go, that's him.
Would you ask him? Is what I'm saying.
No.
Would you ask him?
No, because he denied.
You know, I heard a story about you.
No, he denied. Okay. He denied. But I'm telling you, it's true. It's true because this girl would have had no reason to make it up. Because mm-hmm. when this person from our station was in this east side place, and he told the girl, look, I don't know how this works, but I guess you have a few drinks. They give you a little lap dance. Oh, hon, where do you work? And he said, they named our station. She says, oh, one of the people that works there comes in here a lot. And she named his name. And then proceeded to tell him about the dirty socks. So, Jim, you're right. It's the sock sucker.
I didn't know he was the sports guy. So that kind of.
Well, no, he's not the sports guy. The sock guy is not a sports guy. The sock guy is a TV / radio personality.
He was the news. Yeah.
The sports, the big name sports guy is the toe sucker. And I that is all you're going to get from me. And folks, do not email me. I will not email anybody back and say, here's who it is. I'm not going to do it because I can't prove it, but I don't have to prove it. I heard it from more than one person, same story, and the people that told me were highly credible and they had no reason to make it up. And it was one guy's home. It was his party when he said, I'll never have him back again. You don't want a guy there who sucks your guest's toes. It's just awkward and weird. So there you go, Jim.
Hey, Frank, I got another thing. You guys kind of got me in trouble. Well, not me. I got myself in trouble with my kids. We went to Branson this weekend.
Okay.
Down 44.
Yep.
And oh,
Uranus.
You know what's on the way.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Fudge Factory. And my kids thought that was hilarious, and my wife got tired of hearing it. On the way back, of course, you see the billboard.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids wouldn't give it up, and my wife's like, why did you even bring it up?
Yeah. Well, we don't talk about it anymore because we found out we gave that guy who owns that so much publicity that he's feeding off our publicity and doing really well. If he wants any more, he can pay for it. But it is funny. It is funny. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks for the call. Now we got Mike holding here. Well, this is good. Just keep calling all day. It's fine with me. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you today?
Terrific. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I want to let you know I'm aiming the PM.
That's good.
Yeah, I heard you guys bring up a nice little item there talking about cuckolding. And
well, that's what Limey called.
Yeah, was
that.
I right or was I wrong? I'm not really sure.
Oh no. Well, you, Limey, I believe you were right. I just wanted to say that you know you have an expert at the station there. A guy by the name of Plowsy in the morning.
Plowsy?
The morning after. Plowsy, yeah. You know Darren there, works for the morning after there?
No.
He's definitely an expert on, judging and talking about and defining what a cuckold is. So you may want to confirm with, some of your other on-air personalities there. He really knows what's going on with that. Absolutely.
Who's he talking about? We don't know who you're talking about.
I'm normally asleep.
Oh, no, not at all.
No.
No.
Wow. Who's Plowsy?
Well,
what am I missing
like
here?
Now.
No, who's, okay. Who's Plowsy? Who is it?
Oh, Plowsy Darren that's on the morning after that runs the boards for him?
I thought Iggy ran the boards.
No. Iggy's another gentleman there. I believe he's a producer.
Well, why don't you tell us what is a cuckold? You tell us your definition.
Oh, a cuckold, from what I understand, it's, when a husband, is watching his wife,
Okay. With somebody else. Now, does it matter if his wife's with a woman or a man? Or is it just when she's with a man that it's a cuckold?
I believe it's more with a man.
I think you're right.
Because if it's with another woman, I think that the husband, I mean, that's great entertainment right there.
No, I agree with you. I think if it's your wife's with another woman, that's just called normal. If you like watching that. I don't know. I'll give Limey that assignment. He can check on that with the guys in the morning. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. And one last thing. Just want to make a shout out. Free Dotem. Thanks. Bye.
All right. I have no idea what that means either. let's go to. I had that Morning Bunch. They got some real. You ever heard that show?
Mm-hmm.
It's really entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
But boy, they got some. You think we get some odd calls and text people? They do. Brian is here. Brian, welcome to 590 The Fan. What do you got?
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Anyway, do you remember...
Anyway.
I asked John Lindoff about this sometime, but do you remember that guy that used to defecate in brand new vehicles,
yes,
car lots, and he got caught and all that.
Yeah, and it was only
whatever happened to him.
It was only leather seats. Remember that?
Yeah, that was really bizarre.
No, Limey's laughing. Limey, this is true. Tim, do you know the story?
Nope.
This was like five or six years ago. This clown would go to different dealerships in the middle of the night and find cars that were unlocked and poop on the seats, on leather only. He poop on leather seats. I'm not kidding. And they finally, you know what? That's a great question. What do you do to it? Do you put him in prison? What do you do with a guy like that? I think you send him to a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
You put him in
milk.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Yode Watches is a company with a global footprint that few people know was started right here in St. Louis. For nearly 5 years, Yode has been handcrafting high-quality luxury watches with citizen movements and scratch-proof sapphire crystal, plus hand-sanded and finished woods. Yode Watches are great for gifting on birthdays, anniversaries, or as a corporate gift. Plus, Yode Limited Edition Wood Watches are launching for the holidays. Go to woodwatches.com and use coupon code FAN590 for 15% off. That's Yode Watches at woodwatches.com.
The average American household has over $15,000 in credit card debt. You're not alone. Start the new year off right, and let's get ahead of it with a cash out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Monday through Thursday nights from 6 until 7, it's the Cam Jansen Show.
That's why hockey's great, is because if somebody calls you out and they're being a bully on the ice, I'll call you out in front of 20,000 people. And if you turn me down, you look like a fool.
Yeah.
You look like a fool if you're running around and I call you out center ice in front of 20.
Oh,
I love that.
What's worse, looking like a fool in front of 20,000 people or your teammates? Because the teammates are the
boom,
worst part
broccoli.
Of that.
It's the Cam Jansen Show. It's only here on 590 The Fan.
At Elysium Restoration and Design, they specialize in interior home renovations, including bathroom and kitchen remodeling, basements, additions, garages, and more. They offer start-to-finish solutions for every project while providing full design services with custom work to fit your needs. Elysium's lead carpenters have at least 10 years' experience, so you know the work is done the right way. And being a family-run business, they take the time to communicate every step of the way. Check out Elysium Restoration and Design at erdstl.com.
Are you looking for that unique gift for men and women? Eclectic furnishings, home decor, jewelry, and more? Hi, I'm Kristen Mayer, and I welcome you to Shop the Spotted Pig, located in the heart of Ladue. Enjoy accessories inspired from around the world. The Spotted Pig caters to those who look beyond that national gift chain so that you can express your personality and style. The Spotted Pig will win the hearts of fashion and art lovers alike. Shop the Spotted Pig at 9218 Clayton Road. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Spotted Pig STL.
Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Spiro's is bringing class and relaxation back to New Year's Eve, along with fun and the best food. Big events and bars have parking issues, packing people in like cattle, and not to mention the subpar food. Not at Spiro's in St. Charles, where they are only taking a limited number of reservations, a number that's much less than the restaurant holds. Features include premium seating, half price on all cocktails, live entertainment, noisemakers and champagne at midnight, plus the best food in the STL. The outdoor stone Greek oven will be cooking the great food, and you can enjoy your favorites like clam bakes, stuffed pork chops, and so many others. Call today because Spiro's is not jamming people in. They want you and your friends to enjoy great food, ample space, and easy parking. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. Call today to make your reservation at 636-916-4000. 1454.
Yode Watches is a company with a global footprint that few people know was started right here in St. Louis. For nearly 5 years, Yode has been handcrafting high-quality luxury watches with citizen movements and scratch-proof sapphire crystal, plus hand-sanded and finished woods. Yode Watches are great for gifting on birthdays, anniversaries, or as a corporate gift. Plus, Yode Limited Edition Wood Watches are launching for the holidays. Go to woodwatches.com and use coupon code FAN590 for 15% off. That's Yode Watches at woodwatches.com.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
And I'm going to open the phone lines up for anybody who wants to jump in on this, and I'll bet you we have somebody who'll nail this. A while back, I used a joke as an example of whenever my wife and I are with anybody's friends or just not even close friends, just never fails the subject of jokes comes up because they know I tell jokes. And it never fails that women in the group will say, well, I just don't know how to tell a joke. Because the truth